What is up, everybody? This is Danny, your host for the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in this Thursday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Every Thursday is where you can find Analog Archives. Once again, only on CJSF. And yeah, this is another mixed bag type of episode where we are going to be starting off with a record that I still cannot quite wrap my head around or explain fully. Not because the music itself is all that strange. In fact, it's not at all. It's quite tame. However, this is a record that I hold in my hand that is titled Windex Presents a Hootenanny. Now, I am 26 years old. I'm aging myself here. And I did not know what a hootenanny was. But it seems to be a term to mean some sort of folk gathering event kind of thing. It seems like it can mean a lot of things. But that's not the important thing here. The important thing here is that this record is a compilation album presented by Windex, which, yes, in fact, is the glass and window cleaning product company, Windex. I was not really able to find why they produced this or how any of the music on this record is relevant to the brand. All I could find is that this record says Windex presents a hootenanny, and then on the back of the record, it shows a list of the artists that are on the record, the track list on both sides, and then the entire right side of this cover is just dedicated to Windex. It's just a Windex advertisement. So it says, nothing you have ever tried, not vinegar, ammonia, soap and water, other sprays with ammonia, or even regular Windex. Nothing cleans dirt off glass like new. Yes, yeah, see, I'm not going to keep reading this because anyone who tunes in right now is going to think I'm just reading off an ad, which I literally am, but that's not the point of this show. I just thought it was so wild that this is a Windex-produced compilation record. Anyways, I should play some music off of it, and the first record to be played for this is none other than I've Been Working on the Railroad by the Rooftop Singers. Another peculiar thing about this record is that there is no identifiable year. I had myself, as well as Jesse and Connor, look for a year that this album could be associated or attached to, and there is none. As far as I know, it came out sometime in the 60s, but that is just an approximation and a best guess. So without further ado, here is the Rooftop Singers with I've Been Working on the Railroad off of Windex Presents a Hootenanny.
Oh, I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. Shouting, Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo.
Fee-fi-fi-dilly. long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you see the sunshine shining, rise up so early in the morning? Can't you hear the captain shouting,
Dinah, Dinah?
All right, once again, that was...
Well, the first time I saw the boll weevil...
I've Been Working the Railroad by the Rooftop Singers. Coming up right now, we've got Boll Weevil by the Weavers.
Yeah, this old darn family there, they were looking for a home.
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 Well, the boll weevil said to his ever-loving wife, honey, get up and stand on your two big feet. Take a look over yonder in Arkansas at all the cotton we've got to eat. We'll have a home.
We'll have a home.
We'll have a home.
We'll have a home.
Play some, I'm worn out. Cool and nice, it'll be my home.
It'll be my home.
It'll be my home.
It'll be my home.
Well, the boll weevil said to the lightning bug, can I get up a little bit of a deal with you? If I was a lightning bug, I'd be working the whole night through. I'd have me a home.
I'd have a home.
I'd have a home.
I'd have a home.
Stole the rest. Didn't leave that poor old farmer's wife but one old raggedy dress, and it's full of holes.
It's full of holes.
It's full of holes.
It's full of holes.
Now if anybody should ask you who it was that sang this song, tell them it was four singing weavers, and we can
sing it all night long till we go home. Till we go home.
We are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we've been listening to Windex Presents a Hootenanny, a compilation record presented by Windex. That came out sometime in the 1960s, I believe. And we're going to skip a little farther ahead in the album to a song by Leon Bibb by the name of I Know Where I'm Going. For those just tuning in, this is Analog Archives, the show on CJSF where we play all of the music that is within the very, very extensive archive, 90,000 pieces of music and counting here up on Burnaby Mountain. And I try to shine a light on, you know, some interesting finds that I discover throughout the week, all here within the station. That find at the moment happens to be Windex Presents a Hootenanny, but who knows what it'll be next. So anyways, stay tuned for the rest of the hour to find out. But until then, here is Leon Bibb with I Know Where I'm Going. Thank you.
going with me. I know who I love, but the devil knows who I'll marry. Some call him black, but I call him Bonnie. Fairest of them all is my handsome, winsome Johnny. Stockings of silk and shoes of bright green leather, combs to buckle me hair, and a ring for every finger. And I know who's going with me. I know who I love, but the devil knows who I'll marry.
All right, and once again, we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF. That was Leon Bibb with... I Know Where I'm Going. And again, this was off of the Windex Presented compilation album titled Windex Presents a Hootenanny. Wild stuff. Maybe one day I'll find out why that happened, or if there are other examples of Windex or just other sort of corporate branding themed records out there from the 60s, 70s. Who knows? But we are going to move on for now, and we're going to be playing the first tape of the hour. This comes from a Quebec-based band by the name of Groovy Aardvark. And, you know, one thing that I find exceedingly rare is when I find an old tape in the archives and there's actually a Wikipedia page attached to this band, which is always exciting because it means I can actually learn a bit about them and not dig around furiously finding any sort of piece of information that I can. Anyways, here's a bit of background on Groovy Aardvark. So... in 1986, this band by the name of, I'm not going to say this band live on air, was formed by five college students in Quebec. And a year later, they changed their name to Groovy Aardvark. They released three cassette tape demos before releasing their first album, Eater's Digest, in 1994. And although all of the members spoke French natively, most of the songs on this album were in English. After that, the band toured for 2 months in Quebec. They released a second album named Vacuum in 1996, and the band toured in Canada, the U.S., and Europe. In 2012, they came back together for a reunion show in Montreal. So what I'm about to play is actually none of those two albums, but what I believe is to be one of the demo tapes that they had released beforehand. This one is titled The Late Race to Zero, and I'm going to be playing the first track off of it, which is titled The Great Race to Zero. One thing I love about this is it's a tiny little tape, but the liner notes have the full lyrics on it, which is really awesome. The first line of the song is, "Through seas of light from where they soar to the stars." And when you look at the credits for this tape, we've got Steven Vigeon on guitar, Vincent Peake on bass, Danny Peake on drums, Marc-André Thibert on guitar with two A's, and Lisa Grenier on vocals. We got Dave Boisseau on promotions, and Sylvain Bouchard, who is the road manager. And then at the end, it just says, "Merci beaucoup." All right, let's see what this is about. Once again, this is Groovy Aardvark with The Great Race to Zero. All right, the tape is playing, but we'll see.
But attends seconde.
Just mais what is a second?
Secondes,
if not a time measurement unit equivalent to the length of 9,192,671,770
love.
Right, that was Groovy Aardvark with not The Great Race to Zero. That was actually late. I accidentally played the other side of the tape, but that track was titled Late by Groovy Aardvark. That was a long track. Does that count as prog rock? I'm not entirely sure, but I had a good time with that. There were some very interesting lyrics in that song. The last two lines said, "Can I be so bold as to evict the ticker? Can I run and take a giant leap beyond the door?" That's a good question. But one we won't be able to answer, I think, anytime soon. Anyways, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF, but also your show host for the hour. And as I speak, I am very calmly and swiftly changing things up a bit. I'm going to be playing another tape that we've got here by none other than Marjorie Cardwell. This is from an album by the name Killing Me Loudly. And we've got two sides here. Side A is labeled as being electric, and then side B is labeled as being live and acoustic. When looking into Marjorie Cardwell, I think this is someone who's still making music in some capacity. And when this album was put out in, oh boy, what year was it? 1994, This is when it came out. I think she must have lived in Maple Ridge because the address attached to this record is in Maple Ridge, which is cool. From what I was able to find online, I think she may be in Australia now, but who knows? Maybe we'll find out later. Anyways, this is Marjorie Cardwell, and be starting with the electric side, if, you know, my knowledge of how to play a tape comes in handy. And I'm going to be playing the title track, Killing Me Loudly. So without further ado, let's see what this one's about. Never mind. This is I Want Joy by Marjorie Cardwell. That was I Want Joy by Marjorie Cardwell. And because, again, I played the wrong song from a tape, I'm going to try doing some live rewinding and see what we can find. Can you all hear that? Hope that's not too grating. That is live radio in the making. That's right. Real tape sounds. And I hope you're all enjoying that, because I need to figure out what's going on with this tape player. Don't worry, I wasn't going to make you listen to that for too long, but we will be coming back